theory.
Okay, we're up to fridge and freezer. When you buy a refrigerator or a freezer, so you want to ensure that the refrigerator and freezer are good halachically. So the prime concern is that on Shabbat, you don't have things that keep turning on and off when you open and close the door. So some refrigerators have a motor that has a built-in sensor that when you open the door, the motor won't keep working. It automatically shuts off. So some of them, it's just a little switch that you could scotch tape in. So that's okay. Some refrigerators have a thermostat that has a digital tsag on the outside. It has a digital screen, which tells you the temperature of the fridge. You open the door, automatically it tells you the temperature went down. That's going to be a problem on Shabbat. Some refrigerators have a light that turns on. So that, you could usually unscrew the bulb.
Yeah, and, I agree. My refrigerator is so old that only this bulb.
So I put scotch tape on that little thing that flicks out, that turns on the light. I put tape on that. That way I don't have to remember every Shabbos to turn on, to turn it off. Those are the most common problems. Today you have refrigerators and freezers that come with a Shabbos switch. Where on Shabbos, it works on instead of a thermostat, it works on a timer, and the light is off. Here in Israel, they have that, and I heard in America, they have it too. Refrigerators and freezers that have a Shabbos switch. Now,
the
motor doesn't start, doesn't stop when you open it, doesn't start. And also, some refrigerators also have not only the motor, but for the no frost, they have electric wires that heat up around where the fridge touches, where it closes. That rubber that closes, so that doesn't stick. So the no-frost, they have wires that heat up over there to ensure it doesn't melt. So there are different things that can turn on in a fridge when you open the door or close it. You have to try and verify with the manufacturer that the fridge you're buying is okay. I mean, the old fridges weren't so complicated today. It could be complicated. Now, what about kashrut? So we try to separate the milk and the meat and the fridge in a way that they don't drip onto one another, especially here in Israel where you have bags of milk. So it's a good idea to get a clip that closes the bag so that you don't move it around and spill. I've done that already, spilt milk into a chilled pot and stuff like that. As you try to take out the milk, it spills. It's a nice idea to have place where you keep the butter, because the butter, especially if you leave it out a little bit, can become very oily, and butter is milk, and it could easily go on if you leave it on the shelf and then you put a meat pot there, so it could go there. So it's a good idea to try and leave things separate and try to arrange it in a way that you won't pass the meat directly over the milk or the milk directly over the meat. This is just practical advice so that you don't end up coming situations where meat fell on milk and milk fell on meat. If you can't do it, you can't do it. Another thing that's important is if you're going to put in into the fridge, if you're going to put in the tins, the disposable metal tins, or you're going to put in pots. So sometimes there's a lot of grease on the outside of the pot or the tin. If let's say you put in a pot with milchik noodle kugel, and you put in a pot with lasagna, and you're going to put that on the place where you have oil from the meat pots that you put out, so you run into a problem. So even though it's cold, but you're going to reheat it at some point, right? If you're reheating your lasagna and on the outside of the tin, you have fleshik fats or oil, so that's not good.
Well,
why wouldn't it go through? You're heating it up.
It's solid.
What solid? The oil isn't solid.
The tin is solid.
So why is the tin is solid? But the flavor of the liquid oil on the outside of the tin, the flavor would go through if you heat it inside an oven. So it's important to try and keep levels of cleanliness. What we try to do by us is we have like a coaster for meat and milk that's separate. So the meat sits and gets its coaster dirty. The same thing goes on the plata, on the hot plate on Shabbos. So you put parv, and you put milchik, and you put fleshik. How do you put them all on the same plata? This isn't a stove top, a gas range where it's getting burned. So what we do is we take a piece of silver foil, and that piece of silver foil is where we put the meat stuff on it, and the parched stuff goes directly on the platter. That's the way that we ensure that the oils afterwards, after you take off your pot and there's oils on the platter, instead of being on the platter, it goes on the tin foil. No.
What did you say first? Coast?
Coaster. I'm saying is something that you put it down. Anything that you put something down on. Saying you put on a paper towel.
It's coaster. Yeah.
Coaster is usually what you put coast. down a pot on, or when you put something hot. So those are sometimes called coaster or your cup of tea.
Okay.
So again, this isn't critical. It's just a way of avoiding problems. Meaning, it's a good idea to avoid problems this way. We're over here.
Okay. Yeah.